Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Link to the like button, which is at the right of the home page, and you need to do this so that you can get a free copy of this book. And we don't often have someone offer to do this, but she's doing it. So if you are interested, go ahead and do that today. All of you listening are very computer savvy. And then she'll get a free copy of the book Naked Determination out to you. One of the things that comes out, Gisela, in your book is how you, through the various environments, whether it was with your grandmother, whether it was your trip to Tibet, the situation with your husband, and other situations that you were growing through, that you recognized that procrastination was something that had to be overcome. And you say you just need to do what you need to do right now and to do it as quickly as possible. And I think that many times when people get so busy in today's world, the do-it-now attitude can really serve you well because we can get distracted so quickly. But one of the things about procrastination, it requires to eliminate it, to put it in its right place, you must focus. And that's something that you do have a very good skill with, is focusing. You say, okay, this has to be done. This is what is going to be done, whether it's fixing the yard, climbing the mountain in Tibet, whatever it might be. We focus on what we're doing right now and not get distracted.
Well, I learned this. I have, like I said, for the first 38 years of my life just went like a movie-style life. Not necessarily did I live like Angelina Jolie, but I was every day happy that I was where I was. That was just fine with me. And then after the horrible death of my husband, I fell into a depression. And of course, there's people who want to give you medication, what have you. The bottom line is, what depresses you is that you're not moving, that you're not doing anything. And it makes, and by not doing anything, it gets worse. So I would just go out and set little tasks for myself that I would accomplish. And it, as ridiculous as it sounds, when you have depression and you clean up your kitchen and you look at the clean counter, you are happy. So from that, I deduced that every time I did something, I could look around and say, look at these hedges. They are straight. They are even. I trimmed them. I cut them. I did this. I can do things. And as soon as you realize that you can do the one thing, you realize you can do the other thing too. It's in your power.
Absolutely true. Your book, in a way, is dedicated for those people that feel like they are underdogs. And you say, if you are the underdog, know that everybody wants to cheer for you. And I think that that's a very good note for us to close the program on, because everyone loves, just about everybody, loves the movie Rocky, where Sylvester Stallone is this poor slob of a guy that can't even talk decent, and yet he ends up becoming a champion because he has this naked determination that he is going to do what needs to be done. He has a tough coach. He's got a team of people that love him, that want him to succeed, but then he realizes he's fighting for more than just himself. He is fighting for people that need to know that they have just as much opportunity as he had, but he has to grow for it. And again, Rocky is just as important today as it was when it first came out, and it's just as loved today. And that is partially what your book is all about. You want to make sure that the person who might be hearing about this, who chooses to read it, understands that whatever gifts and talents they have been given, they are meant to be a part of this experience of life, and to live it to the fullest. What thought would you like to leave us with? Because people can go to your website, nakeddetermination.com, and get a free copy of your book. What's your final thought you'd like to leave, Gisela?
My final thought is that I really want to encourage everybody who is hit after this terrible Great Recession with the one or other problem that you can do it. And we hear this so often from people like Steve Jobs, and we say, yeah, sure, he is easy to talk to. He's Steve Jobs. He's great, right? But everybody can do it. If I can do it, standing with nothing but problems in Key Largo, Florida, and a horrible situation, having to justify myself every day for my existence and having no good porn to turn, then everybody can do it. All it takes is naked determination. I am on a mission to help people, which is another reason why I produced my book as an ebook. I wanted to make it cheap. It's less than $4. Everybody can buy it, download it to his smartphone, download it to his PC. If you have a Kindle, you can even rent it for free. Because I'm on a mission to help everybody. Because I know that that's what it takes. You just got to see somebody who can do it, you can do it too.
Absolutely. Gisela Hausman, her book, Naked Determination, 41 Spirited Tales for Fearless, Motivated Underdogs. Check out her website, nakeddetermination.com. If you like her Facebook page, you will tap on that, and you may be one of three people that have the opportunity to get a free copy of this book. It's inspiring, it's her story, and a lot of common sense included. Gisela Hausman, thank you so much for being with me today. This is Donna Sebo. We are taking a break. Check out nakeddetermination.com and get your free copy. This is Donna Sebo. Gisela, again, thank you. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Thank you for joining me today. Telephone lines are now open, 888-627-6008. I know we've got a caller on the line. I'll get to that caller in just a moment. Quickly, I want to let you know that we are going to be talking with Stanley Krippner tomorrow. Rolling Thunder. This is a Native American shaman, medicine man, who has a tremendous history. And we're going to be discussing Stanley's association with him and how Rolling Thunder influenced his life and the effect he's having on people even today. And we'll be discussing that with him tomorrow, so tell your friends. I hope you can join us. Let's show you how it's done in taking calls on the Donna Sebo Show. If you want to call in, again, the number is 888-627-6008. Remember, I just need your name. I just want to know where you're calling from, and then let me tell you what I perceive for this wonderful year of 2013. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, dear. What's your first name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
My name is Sharon, and I'm calling from Texas.
From Texas. What part of Texas, dear?
Towards the south.
First of all, I've never heard of it.
It's pretty warm here.
Warm? Oh, my goodness.
It's pretty close to Houston.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, you're warmer than we are here in the Pacific Northwest because we're down in the 30s this morning. So it's a bit brisk, but we don't mind it. That's what comes with the green, the evergreen state environment. Let's get down to business with you, Sharon. First thing I'm looking at is that you're going to have to roll up your shirt sleeves and really make a, I'll use the word that our guest had in her title, determination about what it is that you want to put your energy into, because you are feeling very, very scattered. And I think that I give you two. It's either going to be 2 weeks or 2 months, and you're going to have everything in order. Now, one of the biggest things, Sharon, that I'm seeing you concerned about is that you are wanting to have peace in your environment, and you're trying to pacify a lot of different individuals. Now, what is evolving is an understanding that you have to be attentive to what is right for you. And I'd love to encourage you to go back to school, because I think that there's an area of education that is really going to liberate you. Before you make your choice, I would encourage you to do something like a vocational aptitude test. And this is something you can get online, but you, if you want, you can go to your local college there. It's not very expensive, but you need to understand your strengths. Once you look at your interests and your strengths, then you're going to be able to see what direction you can go into. I think of a woman that just had extremely good mechanical skills, and she's ended up being a leading car mechanic. In fact, she opened up her own business where she has other people under her. But as a woman, these were her skills. These were her strengths. There is someone else that I think of that found that as an artist that they just did magnificent artistry decorating cakes. I mean, it can be anything. But you need to find what your skills are. And then those skills can be applied into an environment, a dimension of learning that you are going to then be able to, in, let's say, the job market, do something that is going to be just perfect for you and you're really going to enjoy. So I am looking at the year 2013 and the year 2014 as 2 years where you must invest in yourself. Now, this is going to be contrary to the opinions of some people that are around you. And you need to remember, this is for you. Saving money is always a good thing. But if you save money and then you go and you spend it on something that is going to evaporate away within a short period of time, rather than spending it on education that is going to enable you to move yourself forward financially, socially, mentally, spiritually, you know, on so many levels, you are robbing yourself. So I want you to consider 2013, 2014. These are the years for you to invest in yourself. And then the shift is going to be so pronounced. It's like you take one, two, three giant steps. And after you finish this level of education that focuses on your strengths, you just are going to experience so many blessings. It's absolutely wonderful. But you must make the choice yourself. And once you make the choice, it's going to be a tough road because you're not going to have a lot of social life. But who cares? You move forward. You move forward into that environment that you really want to be a part of, that really is going to support you as an individual. And I think it's going to make such a change in your life, and you're going to have a tremendous influence on the people that are around you. You're going to set an example for them, and I think this is good. I know you're concerned about money. I know you're concerned about relationships, but I want to tell you, at this time, you need to be totally selfish about yourself. You need to invest in your own education. That is going to be your liberating key. Do you have a question for me, Sharon?
What about my husband?
Well, I think your husband is going through a lot of changes himself. And I think with your husband, he feels like he's on shaky ground. So when you invest in yourself, when you're focusing on yourself, it doesn't mean you become the witch of the whatever. That's not a requirement. I think he'll be supportive of your investing in yourself if he feels like you really are going to be consistent with it. But you will be a very good example for him because he is feeling sort of unstable too. He's not feeling all that confident about himself. So this is time for you to do this for you. Have you considered going back to school?
Yes.
What was your interest? What did you want to focus on?
Well, bookkeeping. I started that when I was younger, and then I ended up going into something else, but I was awfully good with numbers.
Well, if you're good with numbers, you have an expansive level of opportunity. I would really like to encourage you to do a vocational aptitude test. And then if your strengths are with numbers, there's many applications that you could get into relative to research and some other areas. Bookkeeping is fine, but I think that you're going to discover you can go beyond that. You might even want to be a CPA, which is going to require a very dedicated level of learning. And trust me, I don't care what happens in life. People are always needed to help others handle their taxes and their business monies and all of this. So you've got a lot going for you, and I want you to explore that.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for your call, Sharon, and stay warm and enjoy that glimmering sunshine.
When are you coming to Houston?
Well, all you need to do is find a group that would like to sponsor me, and I'll be there.
Okay.
It's been many years since I've been in Houston, but that's all it takes. If I have an opportunity for a speaking engagement, a sponsorship, a group bringing me in, that is fine. I'll be there in Houston.
Okay. Thank you, Donna.
You are very welcome, Sharon. You have a wonderful, wonderful day. You got a lot to look forward to. This is Donna Sebo. If you want to give me a call, the telephone number to call into is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'll have a little bit of trivia that I would like to share with you. Washington, George Washington. He is considered the first American president. Do you know what? He wasn't. That's right. And how many of us in school are told he was the first American president? Well, he was not. During the American Revolution in 1781, the Continental Congress elected Maryland statesman John Hanson to the post of president of the United States in Congress assembled. Now, it was after Washington defeated the British at the Battle of Yorktown that Hanson sent him a very nice note congratulating him on the victory. And Washington's reply was addressed to the President of the United States. He was elected, Washington was, in 1789. That's when, officially, he became the President of the United States. A little bit of trivia there regarding U.S. history. And I wanted to share something with you. I think it is so much fun to watch people at the lottery ticket purchasing desk. I have seen all kinds of personalities there. And I watched a young mom that had her little girl in hand, and she was checking her lottery ticket at a store I was in yesterday, and there was this sense of dejection that, oh, I didn't win. And I could tell by her looks that this was a young woman that was having some pretty difficult times. And she, like so many, want to have the magic of the big number win there. And I had to chuckle at that. I thought, this is really fascinating stuff, because we're always looking for something out there, finding that special thing. Well, there was in Arkansas a man by the name of W. Basham. He found in 1924 in the state of Arkansas a 40.23 carat diamond. That's right. That humongous diamond. Not in South Africa, but Arkansas. And in fact, the community was Murfreesboro, Arkansas. Now, he found this diamond atop a volcanic pipe. Have you ever heard that term, a volcanic pipe? Well, what it is, it's a geologic tube formed by an ancient underground volcanic explosion. And guess what, folks? Tuck this away in your little mental library of information. Those volcanic pipes, diamonds can be found in them. That's right. Because of the heat, they are able to produce diamonds. Now, this area that Mr. Basham found the diamond in is now called the Crater of Diamonds State Park, and it's the only diamond site in the world that's open to the public. And whatever happens, if you decide you want to go diamond hunting, whatever you find is yours. Whatever you find is yours. Now, Basham's big find, that 40.23 carat, was called the Uncle Sam Diamond. It is the biggest diamond ever discovered in North America, and it was later cut down to 12.42 carats, but that wasn't the only one he found. Mm-hmm, that's right. In 1964, or I should say that wasn't the last diamond found in this Arkansas soil, the Star of Murfreesboro emerged from the park to weigh in at 34.25 carats, and in 1975, a 16.37 carat called the Amarillo Starlight Diamond was found, and then in 2006, the Rodin Diamond was found. However, the crown jewel, they said, of the park is a little tiny diamond that's only 3.3 compared to the others. It's called the Strawn-Wagner Diamond. They found it in 1990. It has got an absolutely perfect rating by the American Gem Society. It is the first diamond to ever receive such a quality grade. Absolutely. You know what? You can go there. They're still finding diamonds. That's right. It's not out of that wonderful, sparkly thing that supposedly is a girl's best friend. I don't think so, but a lot of other people do. Donna Sebo, we're taking a break. Don't go away. More good things to share. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30, and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children, too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone line, if you'd like to give me a call, is 888-627-6008. Now, I want to repeat again Gisela Hausman's offer to those of you that might be interested in her book, Naked Determination. She said she's going to draw the name of three listeners who go to her website, nakeddetermination.com, and like her book's Facebook page. So if you go to nakeddetermination.com, touch on the like button, you can get a free copy of her book. And you need to do that. I think she wants to get a response today. And if you do that, you're on the computer. Why not take advantage of it and get yourself a free book? So I wanted to bring that up again because I know there was a little bit of challenge with that information earlier. Now, I'll tell you what. It always warms my heart when I hear about the resourcefulness of young people. Every generation, older generation especially, will say about the younger generation, they're going to the dogs. These young people just don't get things. These young people, blah, 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 blah. And when I first became aware of the consistency of that pattern, I was in my 20s, and I was in a class with a very, very gifted man. His name was Reverend Humble. And he recalled when he was a boy, he was told the same thing. Oh, you kids of the younger generation, you're not responsible. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do the other. And he said, we ended up growing up being okay anyway. However, he said, it's with every generation, and I have found his wisdom about that is true. So I wanted to share with you a story about a 14-year-old young lady. Her name is Allison Alstrom, and she was someone that said, I want to make a difference. Now, she's 14 years old. She was standing in a store. A girl about her age was going from rack to rack. She was looking at all kinds of cute outfits and some sparkly tops. And this young lady said, oh, wow, this is exciting. Look at these things. And then the young lady, her name was Clarissa, the one that was looking at all the clothes, looked down at what she was wearing. And what she was wearing wasn't very pretty. It wasn't in good shape. And she just couldn't do anything because this was a foster child. And she just didn't have the money. She went to the mall, though, because she wanted to see pretty things. So Clarissa was smart enough to realize that even though she couldn't buy something, she wanted to put in her mind the pretty things. She wanted to be pretty, and she kept supporting herself in that way. Well, this was absolutely inspirational because Allison, when she saw the expression on that little girl's face, she said, you know what? I feel that there's something we can do to make other girls who may not be in a financial position to have pretty things feel special about themselves. Now, Allison loved fashion. She would sketch outfits. She was just so grateful that she had so many pretty things, and she had this wonderful imagination. But Allison couldn't forget this little girl that she saw. And she said, we teens want different things, and many times our parents or other individuals may want for us. She said, I think because of my love of fashion and who I am, somehow or another I can make a difference. Now remember, she's 14 years old. And she said, I know that clothes don't solve problems, but she said, every one of us girls likes to look pretty. So she didn't want to deal with hand-me-downs. She wanted to create a special boutique for teens in foster care. Everything in that boutique would be free. Now, this is what she did. She shared the idea with her mother. Her mother was supportive of her. She sent out all kinds of emails to all of her friends, including clothing companies, saying, I want to do this for foster kids. Would you be supportive of this? This is all going to be free to these kids. Do you know what? There was a response from a guy, Tommy Hilfiger's office, in fact, and who is a designer, and he said, we'd love to help you. Well, it just kept going and going and going like an Energizer bunny. All of these different businesses said, we would be delighted to do this. And guess what? Her grandfather had a vacant storefront, and he said, this stuff is happening. You may use my vacant storefront. Allison was in business. They set up shop. She then contacted social service agencies for her customers. And within just a few days, 13 girls in foster care came to her store, which was titled Threads for Teens. The girls ended up getting brand new outfits for everyday wear. They got party dresses, they got shoes, and even got a backpack stuffed with all kinds of goodies, school supplies, lip gloss. The girls were thrilled. Now, if you're supportive of something like this, check out threadsforteens.org. threadsforteens.org. You know what? She has made a difference for more than 225 girls. She says everyone deserves to feel positive about themselves. Having outfits that are in give these girls exactly that. And seeing the joy on their faces is just as much a blessing for me as for them. What a wonderful way to end this show today. Inspired by a 14-year-old girl, remember, who you are makes a difference. What you do makes a difference. Believe in yourself. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. Join me tomorrow, and we'll find out about a Native American shaman medicine man, Rolling Thunder. Talk to you then. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.